Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and we start the new year by looking in more detail at the ARIAs 2025. This episode gives you all the major points from our ARIAs webinar with our panel, Chair of Judges, Bob Shannon, Chair of the Awards Committee, Adam Uteman, and the MD of the Radio Academy, Aradhana Tile Leach. I was hosting the webinar, so I started by asking Aradhana, they've often been referred to as the Oscars of radio. Tell us what the Radio Academy ARIAs are.
The ARIAs are the Audio and Radio Industry Awards. They're held annually and are managed by us at the Radio Academy. And it's one of the most exciting events in the audio calendar. These are the awards where we have an opportunity as the audio industry, as a community, to all come together, celebrate the incredible things that we do. So the UK audio landscape is one of the top in the world. People around the globe look to us for our talent, for our formats, for our skills, and for the just incredible audio that we put out there. And so this is our chance to come together, celebrate that, showcase it, and shout out to the world, this is who we are, this is what we're doing, and this is why and how it's so brilliant. And I think that, you know, in audio, we're all sort of sitting there doing our job, working really hard. We're really passionate about it. It can feel a bit lonely sometimes. You can feel like you don't know if you're seen or heard, especially when you are behind the scenes as well. And so I think it's really important that we take a moment to come together to recognise that, to cheer each other on, to shout out to the rest of the world about what we do, to have a chance to tell our friends and family, look, this is what I do. That's what I'm doing every day at work. And this is how we impact millions and millions of people in the UK, around the world, through what we do. It's an incredible thing that should be celebrated.
For the audio industry, it's like the BAFTAs, isn't it? The Golden Globes. It's our big night of celebration. We've got a brand new sparkling venue.
Home of world premieres, where else to hold the UK ARIAs than the Odeon Lux in Leicester Square? We're super excited. This is a brand new venue for us. As you say, this is where we are shouting to everyone and letting everyone know who we are. So, of course, we're in the middle of Leicester Square, the bright lights, the red carpet, the fireworks. I can't wait. 14th of May, put it in your diary.
Absolutely. I'm hoping the red carpet is going to be out. It is the place where they have the big film premieres and what are you wearing, darling, and all that. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, just to bring Bob in now, Phil Riley has now stepped down as our chair of judges after an incredible decade of steering over 200 judges each year for the ARIAs. We're now delighted to announce that Bob Shannon is our new chair of judges. Bob, you bring over 30 years of experience with you from the audio industry to our judging panels. We're going to talk more about get into the nitty gritty of the judging process later. But first, I wanted to ask you, what are you looking forward to most about this new role?
You're right about Phil, by the way. Phil has done an amazing job for all of us in making sure the ARIAs have been on a great course over the last decade. And we all owe him a great debt of gratitude that they're in a healthy place now because of his contribution. And short answer, I mean, I'm looking forward to being involved in something that I think is really, really important to our industry here in the UK. And I've been around for so long that I've been fortunate enough every now and then to stand on that stage and pick up awards because of other people's efforts. And it is a magical experience to win one of these awards. And I know how important it is. So I know how much it matters to people and how much they want to win, even though they'll probably say they're not bothered really, it doesn't really matter. I know what it means. And to be involved in the process to make sure it's as healthy and full of possibilities and opportunities for people forward thinking, I think, is really important. This is a blue chip event. I think it's a great opportunity to be across what is going on in audio across the UK. It's been transformed in the last 5 or 10 years from a radio industry into a true audio business. And there's so much going on. There's so much innovation. There are so many new ideas and new content.
Let's welcome now Adam Uteman, who joined the board of Radio Academy Trustees nearly a year ago. Now, you've been involved with working on the ARIA's categories and guidelines. So tell us a bit about the work you've been doing and the Radio Academy's aims for these awards, please.
Yeah, thank you, Georgie. It's been a really enjoyable process. I mean, basically over the last 6 months or so, I've been working with the RADNA and the wider Radio Academy team, the trustees, and the industry as a whole in consultation to refresh these awards for 2025. There's been so much change over the last 5-10 years across the audio industry as a whole. It continues to change and evolve. We are really keen to ensure that the ARIAs constantly reflect and accurately reflect the vibrant and diverse industry of today. So that means they are as broad as they possibly can be, that they represent all forms of audio content, whether that be radio, podcasts, audiobooks, and everything else that comes under the very broad banner of audio, but also continues to reflect the importance of radio, which remains firmly at the centre of the audio world. Based on feedback, just to use some examples of the stuff that we've done, based on feedback, it was felt that there were too many categories, leading to potentially too many options for entries. A very long awards show, as amazing as it always has been. So one of our aims was to reduce the number of awards overall. The end result is that we've done a complete refresh of the categories. There are now 21 instead of 27. So we have some new categories. Some are the same, some have gone to make way for others. Some are combinations of previous categories. Some are just updated and refreshed for 2025. We've also been making great efforts to simplify the entry process to make it easier for entrants. Less rules, less restrictions. So we're not asking too much of people when their ultimate aim is to submit the thing that best represents what they've been making over the last year. Placing more emphasis on the importance of the story as well that accompanies the audio entry. And ultimately, where possible, we want you to enter what you think best demonstrates what you've achieved and then use the story to explain the impact that it had.
Aradhana, if you will expand a little bit on that, because I think it's important to mention that the ARIAs is the only awards that celebrates radio. There are many podcast type awards, but we're the only ones that bring radio into the mix.
When we're shining a light on UK audio to showcase the breadth and the diversity of what's involved, and radio is a really, really important part of our wider audio industry. And we all know and recognise that there are different skills involved in, for example, producing a live radio show, maybe a live news radio show, compared to a pre-produced podcast. We also know there's differences between producing a daily podcast versus something that's more crafted. There's lots of synergies and crossovers, but there are also some really distinct and special, very unique skill sets. So we, for example, within our categories, something that we've tried very hard to do is have fewer rules and regulations and simplify the process, make it a little bit less complicated, and also sort of open up the categories so people looking at the categories and looking to enter will notice that most of the categories are open to all different audio formats, including radio, podcasts, audiobooks, and more. There are a few categories where we specifically mention live radio, for example, the really important breakfast shows. What we've tried to do is be very, very mindful of and sensitive to, okay, what are the different skill sets and what are the different qualities that make an award-winning radio show or an award-winning drama production or an award-winning station. So those are the kinds of things that we've been looking at, whilst, as I say, broadening out the categories to recognise that categories that perhaps 10 years ago were very much only the realm of radio are so much more than that now. So we don't want to segregate and say, let's have podcast corner over there and, you know, audiobook corner over there, where genres are meeting, where formats are merging, where we're getting more and more creative and innovative. Let's recognise that in the awards as well. And let's, you know, go to the experts, to the producers, and say, well, you tell us where you fit, and you show us the best of what you're creating and tell us why it's the best.
Can I just add to that?
Please use
an example of the balance between reflecting the continued importance of radio whilst also looking at the broader world of audio. The UK radio station or radio network of the year is very clearly still one of our key important big awards to be fought for. But we've also introduced a new award, which is UK Audio Brand of the Year. And that is about recognising and reflecting, you know, the wider world of audio brands that have perhaps dominated the industry in a big way in the last year. And that might be the podcast network or an audio production company or even an audience-facing mobile app that so many of our traditional radio networks have launched. These are just examples of what might get entered into that. But radio, hugely important, but also we want to make sure that we're having big awards around other spaces and audio as well.
This is about putting your best audio in. It's about showcasing and celebrating the best of what everybody does. Adam, can you run through the different entry requirements for us, please? Because this year, part of the changes is there's quite a big emphasis on some of the supporting information that goes alongside that audio.
Yeah, first thing to say, by the way, on that note, is that everything that you need to submit for the award you want to enter, it should all be detailed in the award specific bits. So you don't have to keep referring back to previous bits at the top and bits at the bottom. It should all be there in that sort of short section for the entry that you're thinking about. But for most categories, we're asking for your entries to cover four main areas. So first of all, obviously, it's the audio itself, the most important bit. For most categories, the limit is 15 minutes. We need a limit. I know it's a rule, but we do need a limit. We can't all be listening to hours and hours worth of audio. But unlike previous years, you can enter whatever audio you want, as long as it was broadcast or published during that entry period. So that could be one full clip. It could be a series of shorter clips. It could be some longer clips along with some shorter clips, whatever you think best represents your entry. Now, ideally, you'd put a bit of a fade in between the clips to help the judges, but that's up to you. We're not saying you have to. As the entrant, you know the content, you know what best demonstrates your entry to the judges. However, given that, what is then really important is the story. So the second area we're asking for you to cover is your story, the story of your entry. And there's going to be more emphasis put on that element we're going to ask judges to put more emphasis on that element when looking at them. So for most awards, you've got up to 500 words to tell the story of your entry. And that's about backing up the audio that you've submitted. It's a place to explain how the audio came about, where the idea came from, what you were trying to achieve, the process that you went through, who was involved, what was involved, the impact that you had, any notable successes, whatever success looks like. So that might well be listening figures or download numbers, but it might be just, you know, one-on-one audience interaction and feedback. So it's for you to tell us what success looks like rather than for us to say, give us this, this, and this. And I would also say, you know, particularly if you're entering something that, you know, perhaps a program that you entered last year or a station that you entered last year, tell us how your thing has moved on in the last 12 months. So compared to last year, why should your thing win this year? What's been special about the last 12 months that means it's notched up a level and it's, you know, seemingly better than everything else that's competing for these awards? So that's the second bit, is the story. So, so, so important. But also important is the third thing, which is context. So we're asking for a short paragraph that puts the audio you've submitted fully into context. So you can use this to fill in any gaps. I've judged plenty of awards over the years, and there's nothing more frustrating when you just kind of know deep down that the audio is brilliant, but you're not really sure why, because you weren't there and you're not in the producer's mind, and you didn't hear episode 1 through to episode 10 of the thing. So explain that. You've got to presume that the judges don't know anything about the content that you've submitted. Help them by putting the audio into context, whatever that means. And that's the other thing, just to re-emphasize, whatever that means to you, that's a space for you to tell the judges what they need to know. And obviously, in the context section, it might just be that if your audio is a series of unedited clips, that you need to put in a clear track list and include that in there. So that's context. And then the fourth area is supporting content. So this is an opportunity, and to be fair, as there always has been in previous years, for you to include any additional content that you think supports your entry, demonstrates the impact that it had, perhaps outside of the content itself. So that might be links, photos, screenshots of things like social media activity, listener feedback, interaction, press coverage, literally anything else that you think the judges should see that will emphasise the impact and the power and the brilliance of that thing that you've submitted.
Bob, I want to come back to you. We're going to talk about the judging process now. You're the head of the judges. What will the judges be looking for in an entry?
I've been on a judging panel for these awards and their predecessors many times. It's amazing how pedestrian the audio is. And when you're listening to 20, 25 entries and you've switched off after the first 2.5 minutes, there's not much point in going a great deal further. You do, because you have to. But I think it's just so important in 15 minutes to convey all of the things you want to say about your program, all of your skills, your craft, your emotion, what stories you want to tell us. And as clearly is the case now, there's much more to it than just submitting the audio content. But as a judge, you want to be captivated. You want to be really grabbed by the ears by what you're listening to. And it doesn't matter really what it is or what it's about or who it's from. Some people are just brilliant at conveying the spirit, the heart of what it is that their program or their station or their content is there to do. And I think I'm always looking for what that spirit, what that heart says about them. And I think the way you think about the way you compile your 15 minutes is really crucial, and the rest flows from it. You need to grab people's attention and make them wish it had carried on after 15 minutes. And if it gets to 6 minutes and they're looking at their watch, you've got a problem. But I think it's really important that what Adam says about the approach to the compilation of the 15 minutes is radically different this year from previous years, which was much more restrictive and, you know, some would say clunky in the way that we asked people to present their content. And there's a counter danger to that, that people actually recreate new 15-minute programs out of their amazing array of content on their radio station. It'll be up to the judges to distinguish between those two things. But I think it does give program makers more flexibility to show their best stuff.
Yeah, can I just add to that, specifically on what Bob just said? I think that's a really good point. So it's something we do get asked quite a lot. We do appreciate that you cannot tell your hour-long or three-hour-long or, you know, 10-episode-long piece in 15 minutes. And we're not asking you to do that. We're not asking you to recut an amazing 15-minute show. This is not a show. This is 15 minutes to give us a representative example of what made those 10 episodes or 1 hour long piece or however long it was brilliant. And that's why you've got that context space, which is your track list. So do, you know, when you're putting together track lists, if you have edited it down and put specific clips in rather than just giving us 15 minutes, and either is fine, you know, you choose what you think best puts across what you've achieved. If you're going to put a track list, don't just put a title, give us a bit of context, tell us why you've chosen this bit and what it brings to it, just so that we understand. And don't worry, the judges don't think that this 15 minutes was your whole show. We know it wasn't. We do know that. And we are listening to it, thinking, oh, okay, this is reflective of what you were doing. This shows some of the toughest bits, and it gives a feel of it.
Adam, I know you wanted to add something to this about what the judges are looking for.
Yes, I completely agree with everything that's just been said. To add, 15 minutes in some cases is a maximum. So don't feel the need. If you can tell your story and through audio in 5 minutes, do it in 5 minutes.
Let's dive a little bit deeper into that judging process then, Aradhana. Tell us a bit about that process, each category, the panels, how does it all happen?
Every single one of our categories has its own judging panel. Those are very strictly confidential, and the judging panels will be between 6 to 12 people, depending on the size of the category. The ones with 12 people, it's just so that we can split them up. We sometimes get 80, 90 entries per category. So it's just kind of making that a little bit more manageable and still being able to put forward quite a robust, comprehensive scoring process. Once entries close, those judging panels start listening. Ahead of that, Bob, as chair of judges, runs a session with all head judges. So every single panel has a head judge who's someone with very significant experience of the order of over 15 years working in audio. There will be a briefing panel with all of the head judges, and then each head judge also has a briefing session with their panel of judges. Something we're really keen on is that all judges have a look at our guidelines to make sure that there is fair and equitable judging. So we worked with an independent EDI consultant to put together just some guidance and some videos, things to look out for around the topics of privilege, meritocracy, microaggressions and other things, to make sure that not only is the process of judging our panels really safe and open, but the judging itself is fair and equitable. Over the judging period, judges will individually be listening to and reading all the supporting material, each entry, and scoring against criteria that is relevant to that category. So that might include things like scores against content, creativity, impact, production, growth, engagement, business success. So there's a list of criteria that are relevant to each category, and that's what they score against. At the end of the scoring process, again, the panels come together for a discussion. So it's not done on scores alone. There's then a discussion to finalise and confirm the all-important final nominees. So just being nominated is a huge achievement. And then that panel picks the nominees and picks the final winners. And all of those will be, the nominees will be announced in April.
Bob, what actually is your role as chair of judges?
Well, somebody said to me, oh, congratulations on being the new chair of judges for the ARIAs. I suppose that means you have to listen to all the entries. And I thought for a moment, I thought, no, surely not. That's not what I've agreed to, is it? That would take
here till Christmas.
Yeah. I'm new to this in the last 2 weeks. So these guys have done all the hard work with Phil in scoping out the categories and thinking about the whole judging process. But what I think is really valuable about just having somebody working with all the judging panels is to have somebody who Adam and Aradhana can come to if there's a potential conflict of interest or just a particularly tricky editorial call, which they probably can make themselves. But if there's a third party needed, I think it's just to be there as a sort of guiding hand, and also to make sure that we deliver this process, which is a much more curated and nurturing judging process than it used to be back in the day. Make sure that it's equal and equitable and applied across the board. That's why the briefings will be really useful for all of the different groups. They're very different groups of people from very different parts of the sector that are coming together. They have very different perspectives, and I think it's important that there's a kind of common approach, if you like, which is the one that the Radio Academy want to apply to judging at the ARIAs.
A big thank you to our panel, Bob Shennan, Adam Uteman and Aradhana Tile-Leach. If you'd like to watch the whole webinar with the Q&A at the end, then head to our YouTube channel. All the details you need about the ARIAs for 2025 are on our website, including a downloadable PDF of the categories. Go to radioacademy.org/ARIAs. If you'd like to express an interest in being a judge or find out more about the judging process, go to radioacademy.org/ARIAs/judging2025. The ARIAs will be on the 14th of May at the Odeon Luxe Cinema, Leicester Square in London. Put that date in your diary and start getting your entries in. Good luck, and I'll see you next week.